And if you wanted to eat eggs and you had a pan of water, boiling water, and just put the eggs in the shell in them, you'd end up 5 minutes later with
soft boiled eggs.
And if you broke the eggs into the water, you'd have into the water.
Poached eggs.
Oh, poached them into the water. Into the pan.
And you grind up some pork and you make
sausage.
And you buy meat from the not the groceryman, but from the
butcher.
And if meat's been standing around a long time, it's apt to get
spoiled.
And the butter standing around, it's apt to get
soft or rancid.
Okay. You ever make anything out of the head?
Head cheese, very delicious too.
Never eaten any of that. I like most cheeses. I'm gonna have to try that sometime.
Homemade, especially now. I think it's hard to find it that way, but it was really good.
How about the hog liver?
Oh, yes, we always ate that.
In what form? What did they call it? Just liver?
Yes, we'd have it on butchering day. They would have the liver and the ribs, usually, on the day that all the help was together to butcher. Those would be the two meats. The liver was the dry, and then the ribs were the moisture meat.
You didn't call it liver pudding or make a liver pudding? Or what's scrapple? Does that have anything to do with that? You hear that one? Use that one?
Liverwurst.
Or punhus or cripple or anything like that? Make any? How about with the head cheese? Was that called souse ever?
I think some people did, yes. That, it was made a little bit different, though, than we made it.
And that wasn't what
it was
did.
More like in a gelatin base, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
While our liver... Worcester head cheese was more just like a cold cut.
So you're not are you German or?
Yes, our background is and largely German, and yet I guess there'd be a little Swiss maybe. Wasn't your grandfather?
My grandfather came from Bern, Switzerland.
Or did he just move there a while? There's something about Swiss in it too, but I think German for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Your parents are from this area.
Yes, yes. And all our parents
were born in
Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But our grandparents, some of them. Mm-hmm. My grandfather came from Germany on the one side.
That's your father's father?
Father, uh-huh. My father is 81 years old now. And I think maybe he would have been good at answering this, but he was a little bit afraid. He thought, I guess, that he should be... more educated, see? Maybe that's
what
you would have wanted.
No, that's all right.
The
less education, the better, as far as these things go.
I think he would have done very well for you on these types of questions, but this other person could also think so.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll leave a questionnaire for him if you'd like to fill that out.
My father?
Just for vocabulary.
Okay.
It's about 15 pages, but it's just multiple choice. You fill in the one
all
that
right.
best fits. I think he'd enjoy
He is living at our house part of the time, at my sister's part of the time, and he's a little shy of things to do for entertainment, so I would give him
most
something to do.
Most people enjoy doing this, filling these things out. They like to talk about their language.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your father was from... your father, grandfather, and your father's side
from Germany,
and mother was from.
I think the mother was born over here. You mean my own mother or my father's mother?
Your father's mother.
Yes, I think she was born over here, probably.
In Illinois, probably.
Probably.
And your mother's father was born in.
Born in this area, I think, around Peoria, there, someplace.
And your mother's mother.
In this area, this
same.
Livingston County, I'd say.
Is Peoria is in Peoria County, isn't it?
Tazewell County.
Oh, it's in Tazewell?
Although it isn't even Peoria, I shouldn't say that. It was around Hopedale. Now, would that be in Tazewell County?
Yes.
It's in that area, too.
Mm-hmm. And your father was from, your parents are both from this area, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And grandparents were from